Coach, I was just wondering how you have maintained over this time to have such a strong belief in self-confidence in yourself and your students.
I think that I get confidence from our players. You know, that's where a lot of my confidence comes from in terms of what we're doing on the field, in terms of what we believe we're capable of doing. And I think in this profession, if you don't have self-confidence and a belief that you're going to have a chance to be competitive and win games, you know, you probably aren't in this profession. So I think we've got a lot of confident, capable players, confident, capable coaches. We have not accomplished one thing yet. We've won 3 games, and that's it. We know that. So we're still very humble about where we want to go and how hard it's going to be to get there. But we've got a group that works really hard every day and gives us confidence with the way that they approach their job.
Even as a young kid with the dad, kind of dad that you had, did you see then things that he would tell you to do, whether in school or in sports, that if you worked hard, if you worked,
yeah,
keep building?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how I've always I've approached pretty much everything, you know, whether it be a school or, you know, being a father or a husband or, you know, a coach. You know, you put in a lot of hard work and time and effort, and usually you get results to show for it.
If you had any self-doubt, would you make it go away faster, or yourself, tell your wife?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure I'd try to get rid of it if I had it, but I don't really have a lot of self-doubt, and come to work every day with confidence, and hopefully can help give our players and coaches more confidence with my attitude and my approach.
And then one last, a lot of coaches say they don't read anything in the paper or see any media. If you had, you would have seen a lot of criticism. Do you truly ignore that? Have you ignored it? Or do you admit that you were exposed to some of the criticism?
Mark reads it. I don't read it. Mark reads it, and, you know, no, I don't really pay much attention to it. Like I said, I think we all get judged in this business, and you know, with wins and losses. And I think any criticism that comes during the course of the off season for any team, any coach, any player, there's a simple answer to it, and that's do your job when it comes to playing games and win. And if you win, that usually handles, you know, all the criticism that you receive.
Mm-hmm. As a head coach, how much do you enjoy the chess match of going against other coaches and trying to figure out how to beat them?
That's my favorite part of the year. This is the most competitive league with the most competitive players and the most competitive coaches, and to be able to try to, you know, help your team win with some kind of a game plan or a preparation or some kind of a tip that you get through your study and through your work, that's rewarding, you know, on Sundays. And I think that there's no greater challenge than trying to beat a really talented football team that's very well coached, like we're playing this week. And our guys are excited to be here today and get started on it. And, you know, you put in a lot of hard work, and hopefully it pays off on Sundays. You always, I think we were prepared. You always feel like there's something maybe you could have done differently, but that's what halftime adjustments are for, and in-game adjustments are for. If there's something that maybe they're doing that they didn't show, then you got to, you know, be quick on your feet. But I think for the most part, our players have felt prepared, hopefully. I know we feel like we're putting them in as many good positions as we can, and that's our goal every week, and it will be no different this week.
What did you like about what Ronaldo Hill and Andre Griffin were able to do against the team last year when you were playing?
Intercept the ball, take the ball away from us, knock passes away, cover our best players. I mean, they did a lot of those things. They play sound, fundamental, you know, football in the defensive backfield. That's what they do. And they're both here at 5:15 this morning. I didn't know that when I was coaching against them, but I love it now that I'm coaching them both. You know, that's just the way they are and the way they work. And You could tell that they were smart. They communicated very well on the field. You could see them communicating with each other, with their teammates. Very, very rarely out of position. Never really ever could get them to make a mental mistake where we had a freebie. And they just made a lot of plays that kept us off the scoreboard. And so, you know, when you're playing against players like that and you have an opportunity to, you know, see them succeed against what you're doing, you know, you're envious of it. And, you know, there's no players that you know more than the ones in your division. And so I was very familiar with both of them, and we're happy to have them both here.
Do they have the chemistry with each other?
Ronaldo and Goody?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have great, I mean, great work ethic, great communication, good friendship, I'm sure. But, you know, I think that's a lot of our guys in the locker room are just like that.
Josh, Andrew Graham said, you know, good to see the Cowboys on TV to help from film study. They've been in the future game the last 2 Sunday, Monday. How much do you think that'll actually help?
The TV? I think the biggest thing is watching them on the film that we get, so you can see. I mean, you can't see everything on TV, you know. I didn't really watch a whole lot of the TV game. I'm sure our guys did, you know, because it was the only one on. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is watching the film when you get it, and you can see everything and kind of break it down and go from there. Hamilton will not. Harris, we're going to see him, you know, maybe a little limited today.
Worried about Hamilton or either one of those guys playing?
If they can play, you know, we'd love to have them out there. If they can't, there's somebody that will be ready to go.
Are you worried?
I'm never worried.
How
Say it again.
How about Peyton Harris?
Neither one of them will practice today. I can't tell you about tomorrow, though.
Coach, do you sense that the results so far have been
I hope that's the case. You know, when you get good results, I think that helps reinforce a lot of things, you know. And when you get negative results, that could go the other way. But I think it just shows our players that if they work hard and they do what they're supposed to do, and we keep trying to put them in good positions to make good plays and play good football, and we work together at it all week long, and then on Sunday, that we give ourselves a chance to win, and that's all we're ever going to ask of them. And you know, if we can continue to do that on a weekly basis, then you know we'll have a chance. We'll have a chance.
Do you see anything more glaring, more challenging about the Dallas defense than you saw Browns, Bengals, Raiders?
I mean, this is a really good football team. I know nobody's asked any questions about them, but it's a very good football team. 13 Pro Bowlers last year, 10 still on the roster. Defensively, their nose tackle is one of the premier players in the league, in my opinion, Ratliff. Ware is obviously a premier player in this league. Newman's a Pro Bowler. Hamlin's a Pro Bowler. James Letterman tackles. They've got great players all over the field. They're very big. They're extremely active. They penetrate a lot into the backfield, which, you know, Cleveland, that wasn't their style. You know, they were more of a two-gap team. Oakland did some of that, but not in the same manner from the same type of front that Dallas does. They got a lot of disruptive players, and I think that's the biggest difference is when they are really playing well, they disrupt your rhythm offensively by creating a lot of negative plays. And it's been one of the things that we've kind of talked a lot about since the beginning of the season, and something we've done fairly well this year is limit or eliminate them, period. And they do a lot of that defensively. So we're going to have to make sure that we don't let those guys in the backfield create pressure, sack the quarterback, or tackle the backs in the backfield, because a lot of drives you see 2nd and 13, 2nd and 12, 3rd and 13, and you're not going to play good football against a good defense like this if you play the game like that. All right, thanks.